USA News. I'm Rich Johnson.
This community needs to heal. It's been a terrible 24 hours.
California Congresswoman Judy Chu, who represents Monterey Park, the scene of that deadly shooting Saturday night that left 10 dead and another 10 wounded. Fellow California lawmaker Adam Schiff says it's devastating and tiresome.
We just can't seem to get enough done to stop it. And the reality is there are things that we can do to stop it. We don't have to live this way.
Police say the suspect killed himself as he was surrounded by officers yesterday. Schiff is one of those at the center of a new battle between House Democrats and Republicans. Speaker Kevin McCarthy has vowed to deny Schiff and fellow Democrat Eric Swalwell their continued seats on the House Intelligence Committee. Now, Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries is formally recommending that both men remain. A breakthrough in the standoff over Germany and tanks that Ukraine badly wants. Germany now says it will not object if Poland sends some of its German-made Leopard tanks to Ukraine. The former Supreme Allied Commander for NATO, retired U.S. Navy Admiral James Stavridis, says the Leopard tanks would change a lot.
It would make Vladimir Putin's problems much worse logistically. It would be an enormous symbolic value, and it would have real military consequence.
Recalling its own military history, many in Germany are not comfortable with the idea of German tanks rolling east through Ukraine towards Russia. Are you ready for an annual COVID shot, like the yearly flu shot? The FDA is considering just such a protocol. That would mean studying the known COVID strains through the summer, then coming up with a vaccine to best deal with them. That's how the flu vaccines worked for decades. Spotify is the latest tech company to announce big layoffs. The music streaming service is letting go about 600 employees, 6% of its workforce. Spotify is based in Sweden, but has hundreds of U.S.-based workers. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The religious broadcaster Daystar has lost its appeal over videos it produced that claim vaccines cause autism. That is not so, and the streaming service Vimeo had removed Daystar's videos on the subject. Daystar sued and lost, and now the Supreme Court has declined to hear that case. Majority of adults in the U.S. say the government should ensure that all Americans have health care. The survey by Gallup finds 57% of those responding support the idea. Same survey shows 53% want the system based on private insurance. And the number falls on party lines. 72% of Democrats favor a government-run system. 13% of Republicans say that. New York City's mayor says they're running out of room to shelter migrants. Eric Adams says even so, they keep coming.
Even with the temporary order in place at the border, we are still seeing large numbers that are coming, not only through buses, but through airports and other means.
Adams says the city will start using a cruise ship terminal in Brooklyn to house as many as 1,000 single men who've sought asylum in the USA. As for the hunt for even more space,
but we are in conversations with the federal government to utilize federally controlled spaces in the New York State area.
Adams says the city continues to surpass both its moral and legal obligations to meet the needs of people who arrive in New York City. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
The paper shredder's jammed, but I think I've fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.